Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
To do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is Bar Rafali. This is your cover of Sports Illustrated right here.
She's the one that's with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm. God, that guy.
God bless him.
I mean, look at that picture.
Bert's showing us the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine right now.
Why am I showing it to you?
Yeah.
No reason. I just wanted to pull that and look at it. Because Jeff and I were talking briefly yesterday about Sports Illustrated, okay. And he confessed something. Maybe it's only something a guy would find funny. I thought was hilarious.
Okay.
And I guarantee you I'm not the only guy that this thought popped into my mind too. But
Danica Patrick's in there, by the way.
Yeah, that's what she and her pictures are.
And normally we'd be talking about her, but when that picture and that perfection is on the cover, and there's a video that goes along with
well,
it
here,
also.
Well, here's the deal. And I'm going to play the video because I ended up
not that I've seen the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue or anything.
Have you seen the video?
I saw what you put on your blog.
Yeah.
We've been creepy.
No, I didn't put anything creepy. I put the video of Bar Rafali. Is I'm saying her name right?
Yeah.
I'm going to call her Bar. I've been putting the... I put the
Does
video...
Does her name really matter?
I put the video guys. Of... Treat her with respect.
Sorry, yes.
Of Bar on my blog, and I put... I posted this because I really, really love the music they use. But when you watch the video, it could be the hottest video in the history of Earth. I mean, obviously.
History of Earth.
Yeah, I have to agree with him.
Because
she is literally, she is utter perfection with no airbrushing.
So I was in there with Bert yesterday, and I think he had a Sports Illustrated out or whatever. But
it was pinned to my chest.
Yeah. He had the Sports Illustrated. I saw something that reminded me of her, and I'm like, oh my God, have you seen the video that goes along, and it's basically a video of her photo shoot, and she talks about the photographer, which was really amazing because I didn't even notice she had a head.
Jen, so, is it the sexiest video on earth ever?
Well, I'm not interested in women, so I would say no, but...
get over here, Carter.
But, I mean, you could still look at a woman.
She's absolutely beautiful. Definitely, hands down, she's gorgeous,
she's
but...
So,
we started talking about the video, right? And I said, Bert, have you seen the video? And he goes, yes. I'm like, I didn't even know that was out there until the day before yesterday. Somebody emailed it to me. So I watched it. And he goes, yeah. And I go, and then he made the Leonardo DiCaprio comment. I'm like, yeah, I know she's dating him. I Googled her just to see if she was taken. And he's like, what? I'm like,
what?
Well, you know, just to see if maybe there's any chance ever in the history of time.
You said that out loud?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to see if there's any chance ever in the history of time that it doesn't have to be me, but... You know, maybe I could hook her up with Checkaway or something.
You were saying yesterday was for you.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean,
just to see if she was available for you.
Just to see what her status was.
Is that a guy thing? Do you guys do that?
I don't know that I've ever Googled anybody's status.
Well, I Googled her with the intention of seeing if she had a boyfriend. And then when I found out it was Leonardo DiCaprio, I actually got mad at him. Like, I was
just
like
the rich get richer?
Yes. I'm like, dude, you already had Giselle. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing with Bar Rafali?
Like, normally on the dating curve of life.
You guys seriously just live in a fantasy world all the time.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Without a doubt.
I got an email that I wanted to read here that we just don't have time for. That it has to do with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. And it's from a Burt Show listener that got in a huge fight with his wife. I guess this came in on Tuesday night in the mail. Because she considers it porn. And she will not have porn in his house. And she's demanding that he cancel his subscription to Sports Illustrated now because of the magazine.
Well, I
so I'll
mean,
get into it tomorrow.
I got to tell you, I mean, I appreciate that listener's point of view, and I would encourage him to not look at the Sports Illustrated issue, but rather look at the video of the great beach scenery and music that I've posted on my blog.
Yeah, you don't need the magazine if you got the video.
Sure, but I mean,
is something like that, would that hurt Jessica's feelings?
No, because she would, Jessica would analyze her as much as, more than I would.
Like, okay. Like, not, oh, for my this, God. Not the same way.
Right, but she would be like,
I understand it.
Yeah, she's like, but no, but I mean, she would be like, oh my God, do you think she works out? I bet she's one of those people that can eat whatever she wants, blah, 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 look at that.
She's and just then, trying to be involved in the conversation with you.
But then...
this is what you were looking for here, Jen, because it's in the email. This guy's wife, and I'll read the whole thing tomorrow, but it's, why do you want to look at any woman but me anyway? You really need that to get you turned on? I'm not good enough? Is that what you really want me to look like? Is what
his
wife is hitting
him with. I think the fear that you guys should have in being, you know, obsessed with your Sports Illustrated or with your video or whatever is making your woman feel inferior. Mm-hmm. Because she's a supermodel. No. I mean, she gets paid millions and millions of dollars a year to look like she looks.
And that's not enough, just so you know.
Well, and all I'm saying is that the attention that you give to that only makes your woman feel bad about herself. So just be careful with how much you share that.
Taking the fun out of that now?
And I think...
But I'm just saying, like, just be careful how much you share with her. Like, talk with your guy friends about it, but in front of your woman, it hurts our feelings.
I think she threw it in my office, but I don't even think that I would never thumb through it with her unless she wanted to.
Let me tell you why I am perfectly okay telling Jessica that I watched a video of Bar Raffaele.
Okay.
While we were on vacation, we're sitting at the beach bar of the place we were staying at, and we were sitting at the corner of the bar, and the only other people in the bar at the time were three dudes sitting down at the end. And we're sitting there, and they're making it, you know, we're getting our foo-foo-y, beachy drinks, blender, whatever. So it took them a couple minutes to make them. And while they're making them, Jessica says to me, hey, you know how you always want me to point out to you that guys that I think are really, really good looking? And I answered yes, but in my mind, I'm like,
I don't ever remember asking
that question. But I'm like, yeah. And she goes, okay, the guy to my left, the one in the hat closest to me, he is what I would consider a really good looking guy. And I said, okay. And I kind of lean out and I look and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And she goes, I mean, that guy right there is, I mean, he's the perfect height. And, you know, he's not like real beefy muscle guy. Like, he's got a little extra weight on him, but he's, you know, but he looks like an all-American guy. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, you know, and like how his face is kind of, you know, beachy, like not shaved, but like not all scruffy and gross. And I go, yeah. And she goes, and the way, I mean, he's just like, he's fashionable without trying. Like, he's got cargo shorts on. And in my mind.
And the way he is everything you're not.
Right. In my mind, I am thinking about, like, I'm not processing what she's saying because I'm like, when have I ever asked her to point out really hot guys?
Never.
Like, did she just totally jack me into this conversation?
Jedi mind tricked you.
Yes. So if she ever says, did you seriously post a picture of Bar Raffaele on your blog and talk about how hot she was? I could say, did you seriously sit at the end of the bar and talk about the hot guy who wasn't me at the other end?
Now, for some women on the situation that Jessica put you in, yes, like going back to what Jen's saying, there's some guys who they must not know what they're doing, but they make comments like that almost every day about women they see on TV or in the magazine or whatever.
Oh, that would be infuriating.
Yeah, and a woman is you know, internalizing that.
That guy wouldn't dig that either. Hey, Sean, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going, Bert? Love you guys' show. I was on it. I'm the one with the social bomber wife.
With the what?
The social bomber.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just kind of confused. Sounds like Jen and Melissa being hypocrites.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Because you guys are talking about her being on a cover. You didn't say anything about her tatas or nice or anything. But when they were talking about Beckham, oh, my God.
They were talking about
this and that. You can't be hypocritical about that. It's just something to look at. I'm married. I've been with my wife for 19 years. And you know what? I know I'm not the best-looking guy on earth. So, of course, being a human, you're going to look and say, wow, that person's sexy. Oh, that guy's hot.
I never said don't look. I said just be careful how much you talk about it in front of your woman.
And I'm still maintaining I don't care who my wife is looking at in magazines, even on the street, so long as I'm home. She can be thinking of whoever she wants.
Is there any entertainment value? And I think only Stacey and Jessica could do this. But having them collect over the next few days photographs of three or five guys that they think are masculine perfection.
Yes, do
and
that.
Posting them online
and see how
with a picture of us next to it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Stacey wasn't looking for all this.
Right.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So, over the past couple days, I've found these two random pieces of audio. They're not in any way related, but I wanted to share them with you.
Okay.
And hopefully, you'll find them as funny as I am. I'm most worried about the second one being as funny because it's also a visual. So, I posted it on my blog yesterday, and then, Sean, you can put it up on, you know, link it up online, too. So, it's there for people to watch. The first piece of audio is a woman who obviously keeps her boyfriend's cell phone in her name,
mm-hmm.
and they broke up. So she changed the greeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second piece of audio is a 7-year-old boy who had to go have dental work done. So he was on pain pills and gas, and dad filmed him.
Oh,
while he was,
that's just so
while
mean.
He was so. The visual is the audio is hopefully as good as the audio and visual together. So first, I don't know where this took place. I don't know where this piece of audio is from. But guys, if you are going to cheat on your girlfriend, you probably want to make sure that she doesn't have the access code to your phone, or worse yet, has your phone in her name, because then everybody who calls her might hear something like this.
Hi, you have reached 982-7th Man, and yeah, formerly Mike Yearbrough's phone, no longer Mike Yearbrough's phone. If you want to reach Mike, you can reach him at 280-50-1. This is no longer Mike's phone, and the reason why is because Mike likes to cheat on his pregnant girlfriend, and Mike likes to hang out with his old girlfriend, and he likes to, you know, forget to mention to the, you know, chicks that he's meeting that he has a pregnant girlfriend at home.
Oh.
And then, you know, I end up finding out when I talk to the girls that he tells people I'm his roommate. So that's why Mike doesn't have this phone. So, because he's a loser, and he's a cheater, and he's a liar, and he's just really no good, and probably going to be a shitty father, but thank God my kid will never have to deal with that because, well, Mike will have nothing to do with this kid because, unlike his other exes, I don't want his influence in my child's life, so just want to let that be known. So if you want to reach a loser, dial 280-50. Other than that, have a great day.
Sweet revenge there.
I love the way she ends it on an up note. Other than that, have a good day.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a loser, here's the loser line. So that's what happened to poor Mike. And then this one here, the video will be up online shortly.
Poor Mike.
But, yeah.
I don't really buy that. And why is the cell phone in her name anyway? I mean, isn't that a red flag that you shouldn't be dating him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
His cell phone and in his own
or
name.
It's pretty arrogant for him to have her pay for everything and then he cheat on her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Guys have never been known for their wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So
save that.
Well, women either, because, you know, her making the decision to stay with a guy and have a baby with a guy who can't get his own damn cell phone. I mean,
right.
You know.
Well, you don't understand. It's not his fault. There are some issues with his job that prevented his bills from being paid.
Right.
So, on account of that, he's just trying to get his credit report in order. So, mm-hmm. during that, if you could just keep this in my name for a minute, that would be cool.
But you didn't cheat on Jessica while she was doing that for you, so.
About details. So, so that's Mike. And then this little guy's name, he's 7 years old. His name is David. And he had to have some teeth pulled, and he's coming home from the dentist. So the visual of this is dad, obviously, in the driver's seat of the car, and he's turned around with the video camera.
Why you gotta do this to
on
your
kid.
Oh, and he's coming home from the dentist.
That's mean.
And
the,
I mean,
of course, mom made me whistle when I get home from the dentist. And you know, when you whistle after the dentist, your mouth goes in two different directions. Yeah, she thought that was funny.
So, so dad has turned around with the video camera, and he put the camera on the kid, and now he's just processing his child's commentary about being on probably nitrous oxide or whatever they use high as a kite.
Surgery.
Yeah, I know. How did it go?
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
I feel fine.
Kind of felt good, didn't it?
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I have two fingers.
Good.
Four fingers?
Nah. Don't put it in your mouth. Okay?
But I'm hungry, Dad.
You feel good?
I can't see anything.
Yes, you can. Stay in your seat.
Why is he screaming?
I don't feel tired.
You don't? No?
Do I have stitches?
Uh-huh.
Do I have stitches?
Yes.
On my teeth?
Yeah, don't touch it. Don't.
Why can't I touch it?
Because it'll mess up the stitches.
You have four eyes.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel funny. Why is this happening to me?
It's okay, bud. It's just from the medicine. Okay?
Is this going to be forever?
No.
Oh, no.
No, it won't be forever.
Oh. And then he just passed out. That's him falling asleep.
When he got home, that mom was scared to death that he was over-medicated.
Oh, poor little thing. Is this going to be forever?
Of course, I thought I had only the dad would videotape it, and that is funny. Because I'm sure he got railed by his wife. Like, you know, why did you videotape him?
You got it.
That is so
sad. Is this going to be forever? No.
And the fact that you took such joy in laughing at it makes me feel like you're even more twisted than I originally thought.
It's a little baby Michael Phelps. He's a Phelps in training.
Is this going to be forever?
That's the kid.
Oh, he's precious.
With his big tooth missing.
Oh, buddy.
God bless him.
You're heartless, Jeff.
See, women and men have different senses of humor.
Come on. You were laughing at it, all of you. Everyone in this room.
But then when he started saying, is this going to be forever? And I,
he doesn't know. It's his first trip.
I feel funny. Is this real life? What?
It's his first trip. It could be a lot worse. Remember my old roommate, the first time he smoked, he ran down the street from the Sigma Chi house wearing nothing but his underwear, thinking he was on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
The fire was some good stuff.
Well, we tried to go get him until campus security showed up, and then we were like, oh, you're on your own.
Why don't you videotape it?
Good friends. Well, because back then, video cameras were the big giant things that sat on your shoulder.
With a big floodlight.
Turn it.
Everybody squinted in the videos.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
So we threw it out here. Mm-hmm. We actually got a phone call yesterday from somebody who said, I'm never listening to you again.
Right.
Usually when people say that, they say things that are, it's really bizarre things that make them decide, that they're not listening.
For them, it's
you
legitimate.
You sneeze too much.
Right.
I'm never listening again.
Your voice annoys me.
I actually had a friend of mine. I had a friend of mine say, remember there was this brief period of time where... hitting each other in the face with a paper wad.
Yes.
I love this.
While we were on the air was a big deal. Somebody got so annoyed at the sound of, and weather today, and then somebody goes, good shot! Got so annoying. And it was only 4 weeks. But 2 weeks into it, they're like, I can't listen to you anymore. And they turned it off.
One of my friends said that we used the voice disguiser too much in 1 week. And she was like, I can't hear it anymore.
Because once something like that gets inside your head, then it's the only thing you hear.
It's the only thing you hear, right.
Like, if you hear a song, even that has like an obscure sample in it, and then somebody points out what that sample is, mm-hmm. it's the only thing you can hear. Right. Get out of my head.
Mm-hmm. It's like my dad, when I was a teenager, could point out how many times I said like in a sentence. Ugh. And he would go, I would tell him a conversation, you know, oh, how was school today? And I would finish it, and he would be like, 13. 13 times you said the word like in that sentence, and then all you can do is say like.
Yes.
Because right. you're trying not to.
Hey, John, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, good morning.
What's
good
morning. Going on?
Man, I'm just venting on you, Jeff.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You know, I guess one thing I can't really, I'm not really happy about the way that, you know, your northern accent really gets on my nerves.
Now, getting on your nerves is one thing, but have you ever said, I'm never listening to that show again?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, good.
We're glad you're back. Yeah.
How often do you say that?
Well, just about every day I listen to you. And, you know, the only reason, you know, you talk about this ranch dressing. I know a lot of Northerners, and they like ranch dressing. You talk about putting ranch dressing, you make love to ranch dressing, all this stuff. But you know, really and truly, you're too opinionated. And when Bert's not there,
yeah.
it's a total different show, you know. And I think you compensate a little bit too much. You're not yourself. When he's not there, you kind of change demeanor
nice.
A little bit. You know, I don't know, but that's one thing. But I think most of all, it's that northern damn accent.
He's so southern, too. He can't stand it.
And the worst part about having a northern or having an accent and being the person with it is you don't hear your own accent.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear your accent that much.
If I could,
I'm just used to it.
If I could, I would exaggerate it. Like if I knew what it was.
Yeah, I notice your accent is when you say rune instead of ruin.
Oh, yeah. I laugh internally that every time.
That guy was
and I'm never listening again.
That fella right there is pretty southern. He probably thinks you have a northern accent, Miss Hobby.
That's true.
You know what annoys
Florida.
Me is
there's
fake,
no accent there.
Fake southern accents will annoy me.
Hey, Randy.
By the way, ranch dressing is really good on everything.
Oh, ranch dressing is heaven.
I know. I love it.
Hey, what's going on, Randy?
Well, it's Brandy, actually.
Hey, Brandy.
I stopped listening to you all, I guess, because my ego got hurt. About 4 years ago, you send your picture in, and you get ranked.
Oh,
you
no.
You all like me a four.
Oh, no.
I'm like, there's no way in heck that I'm a four. I mean, I'm just like, okay. So I was like, uh-uh. And then I think it was Tracy doing it. I'm like, well, that skeeve isn't that cute either, so I'm just going to stop listening.
Wow.
Did you,
come
back?
I'm glad you came back.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
Did you come back to the show when you heard that Tracy got all pregnant, which means she's getting fat, and that way you...
I actually came back before then.
Okay, good.
I can't believe you said that, Jeff.
But is part of you secretly happy that she's pregnant?
Well, I'm not mad. I mean, that's a good thing. So, I'm mad. I mean, I wish her luck, but I'm like, I'm so not a four.
I don't think she was doing the rate. I mean, I don't want to send you away again, but I think she was just bringing them into us and telling and reporting what the ratings were. But if I'm not mistaken, I think we were rating you.
No, I thought it was listeners. I thought it was other listeners who were doing the ratings.
Jeff, wasn't it?
We just got her back.
Heck, especially with that picture I sent in. I'm like, I'm like, somebody's a jealous heifer.
Do you want to send in another picture?
And we'll... Jeff,
no.
We just got her back.
All right,
no, Brandy loves
Keep
us now.
Her.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
Bye, Brandy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, Cody, what's going on?
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
I used to hate you guys.
Why?
I was a loyal fan to 99X.
Oh, I see.
And we took them over.
I still get that.
You
I still get people mad at me.
Station.
But you gave us a chance, and
I gave you guys a chance, and Bert just had the best personality, and you all are hilarious. So
thank you.
Every morning when I go to work.
Did you especially
thank
like those
you.
Pictures of Bert with his shirt off?
That's a negative.
Now he's never listening again.
He's like, God, Jeff, I'm sabotaging this.
I hear that a lot too, like the 99X thing.
I just got it the other day.
Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, I was just calling. I still listen to the show. You know, I love you guys. And my wife actually is the one that got me started, but now she's kind of ticked off at you guys.
What did we do?
Well, it was just the when the whole Obama inauguration was going on, and she kind of felt like you were a little over the top on it, and she's a big Republican, so it kind of hurt her feelings a little bit, and she just got turned off.
And remind us again, who is Obama?
Obama is our president.
Well, tell her that now that it's, you know, the election coverage and the inauguration and everything is said and done, we're back to talking about much more superficial things.
Right. Like,
yeah. That's what I've been trying to tell her. But I think for a little while she needs to not listen.
She needs to nurse her McCain wounds.
Yeah, I think she's kind of chilled out right now.
Okay. I don't know what this is about, but if you want to tell her to listen tomorrow when Bert is back, if he's feeling better, he'll be back tomorrow. Apparently, he said on the air yesterday that he's not happy with Obama, who he voted for. Yeah. So you may want to have her tune in for that, and that'll make her, because I won't say much during that, but inside I'll be like, no, so.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you, bye. Hey, Marlene.
Hey.
Hey.
When did you say you're never listening to The Bert Show ever again?
I haven't said I never listened to it. I said I just started recently listening to it, and I've enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, that's cool. Thank you. Give it time, because we'll do something that'll make you say never again.
I don't know. You're not boring. You're very exciting to listen to. There's always something going on, and it's just exciting.
Well, that's our problem. Because we're exciting, and we're opinionated, and, you know.
We're only opinionated if it's the other opinion.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine to be opinionated, and if people can't, you know, stand the opinion, that means it's the truth, and it hurts them, and truth hurts. So they might as well, you know, just get a grip and get over it.
That's right.
Wow. Marlene, I almost want to get your number. And if somebody ever calls us and says, never listen to you again, then I want you to talk to them.
Yeah.
Because they probably still won't listen, but at least you'll put them in their place.
All right. I can do that.
Hey, Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Morning.
I was calling because I don't know if you guys remember, I had called to volunteer to take the lie detector.
Yes.
It was voice activated. I was terminated from my job for porn. And you guys brought me on and said I had the lowest score, but never allowed me to come back on to give where it was at. And I just wanted to call and say I listened again, because after that I didn't.
So you stopped listening after we proved you were a liar, and now you're back?
No, you guys actually never let me come back on. You had me come on and say I had the lower score, but you never had me come back on to show where it was telling me that I had lied.
Oh. Why didn't we do that?
I don't know.
We always follow up on stories.
I emailed Tracy a couple times, and my mom was re-diagnosed with cancer, and she kept saying, you know, we'll do it next time, but I just had so many other things going on. I just said, you know what, just forget it. But actually went, you know, we had a hearing, and I won my case because they had no proof. So.
Wow, okay.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, good for you.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for coming back.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you.
I'm surprised. We follow up on a follow up on a follow up on a follow up.
Oh, yeah. We will drag it out.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, Katie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all?
What's up?
You guys make some of the strangest noises, and I don't even think you're aware of it. Bert constantly sucks air through his teeth. Do you guys know that?
No. Oh, come on. Give us the example.
We're going to listen to.
Yeah, give us the example. What does it sound like?
What does it sound like?
He'll be like in between a sentence, and just breathe in really hard. It's uncomfortable to listen to. And one of you guys files your nails on the air. I know you do.
I've never filed my nails.
You know what? I can tell you what that is. That's not nail filing. There's a piece of equipment in here that they cannot legally remove from the studio that is related to the
weather alerts,
abducted
children.
And it has to be in the studio because it prints out.
It's a little printer.
Urgent thing. But the printer is seriously like one of those old school stock tickers.
It is. Yeah. It's like this.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's filing their nails, and I'm like, seriously, you're gonna scratch them all off.
I mean, we may be divas, but we're not that much of a diva. We're on air going, well, anyway, Bert.
Well, tell Bert to change the way he breathes. It's really annoying.
All right, we'll pass it along to him. Thanks for calling, Katie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm glad you figured out what that was, because she wasn't going to believe us when we say we don't follow
nails. I've gotten emails. People, for whatever reason, Melissa, everybody thinks it's you.
And really? I'm filing my nails?
Yes. I've gotten
weird.
Emails
random?
While it happens.
That the lesbians in here filing their nails?
Yes. The last time
you're
it happened.
Diva.
Well, hello.
I was on Facebook, but wasn't paying attention. And like 30 minutes later, I clicked over to the Facebook screen and there were like 6 instant messages and 5 of them were, please tell Melissa to stop filing her nails. We can hear it.
Are you serious? Well, you know what? I do believe in a well-manicured hand. So.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So Melissa had a sad day yesterday, but yes, as she always does, found some light.
Yeah, well, I mean, yesterday, the sad part of the story, a tragic part of the story, is a dear friend of mine who is my oldest friend here in Atlanta. Her sweet mama passed away last week, and so the funeral was yesterday. Now, the funeral took place while we were still here at the station, so I had to miss the funeral but made the burial. And so Katie went to the funeral, and we tag-teamed it, and I went to the burial. So when I left here, changed clothes, went and got the address for the cemetery. And so I got there, and when I got there, there was no, you know, crowd or procession of cars. So either I was too late or too early. So I just parked, you know, over to the side near the office, and I thought, well, let me ask somebody and see if this has already taken place. Well, there were four, usually at a cemetery, if you have never been to a service, to prepare for the service, they usually have a tent over the gravesite because, you know, for shading, either for the sun or the rain, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at least it gives you an idea that they were about to have a service or just had one. Well, there were 4 tents up at different sites at the cemetery. So I didn't know which one, you know, but I'm like, at least four events are taking place today.
Right.
And they're not marked. Like, there's not like...
No, they're
it takes,
not. That's what they need to start doing, is putting the last name somewhere draped down the tent or something to let people know.
Yeah.
But usually it's just the funeral, you know, name on the tent. But yeah, so 4 tents were up. So I didn't know which one to go to, right? So I thought, well, I'll ask somebody. Well, there was one site where they looked like there's a little activity. Some of the service, you know, some of the guys that work at the cemetery were kind of preparing it. And there were 3 Navy guys that were nearby. And I thought, well, I didn't know her mom was like in the Navy, you know, like a Navy vet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, well, let me go ask. So I went over to him and I said, you know, is this the Gibson, you know, service? And they said, no, it's for Calhoun. And I said, oh, okay, well, I need the Gibson. So I thought, well, I'll just see what happens. So as I'm walking back to my car, then on the street, I see the procession come into the cemetery.
Okay.
So I thought, well, this must be them. The timing must be perfect. So I got in the car and I sat there. Now with, you know, and if you're not familiar, a lot of times the hearse will go, then the family car is after. And the family car is usually nice, and the windows are tinted, so you can't really see into the family.
You can't see
and
whose family it
yes,
is.
Yes, and my friend's the daughter. So, and I thought, well, I needed to see in that. So I sat in the car, and the hearse went by, and I was going to wait till at the end of the procession. And then when the family car went by, I thought, just in case it is them, I smiled in case she saw me. But if it wasn't them, they're thinking, who's this crazy girl that's just smiling at the family car?
So sitting in the cemetery, smiling at the processions.
Sitting in the cemetery.
Happy day.
Yay, hey. Yeah. So they're going by. So I get in the back of the procession. Now, if you've never been to a cemetery, it was a nice, large cemetery, but there's small roads that lead around it.
Sure.
And those roads are not two-way roads. They're just one-way roads. So I get in the back of the procession.
So once you're in, you're in.
Once you're in, you're in. So I'm in the procession, and we go around, and we're going around. We pass the other one tent. We passed the second tent. We passed the third tent. And the guy had swung us all the way back around to that original tent where I'd asked the Navy guys.
The Calhoun family.
The Calhoun tent. So I'm in the procession and I'm at this gravesite.
At the end of it.
At the wrong funeral.
And I thought, and I called Katie and I said, I think I'm about to go to the wrong service. And I said, but what do you do in this situation? Well, I can't just, because they had blocked the road. Once they parked and they'd blocked the road. And I thought, well, I'm just going to have to go pay my respects to Mr. and Ms. Calhoun.
No, you didn't.
So all the people started walking toward the site and I just got out of the car and I just stood there and I just kind of slowly walked my way over toward it. And then on top of everything, I mean, I was the only white, it was a predominantly African-American because my friend's African-American. So this was an African-American. I thought, well, maybe, but I'm the only white girl there. So I thought, well, I'm going to stand out if this is the wrong one. And so I just started walking and people looking at me like, and again, I didn't go to the funeral. Oh. So even if it's the right one, people have not seen me yet. And so people start looking at me. I thought, what do I? Okay, fine. You know what? Just act like you know. So I was very respectful. Wait to the end. So I have to say,
through the whole service.
I have to say, in the ending, when the family got out of the car, thank God my friend walked out of the car, and the Navy guys had gotten it wrong, and the Navy guys saw that it was their wrong. It wasn't Calhoun. It was Gibson. They went on to wherever they needed to go. So
they were at the wrong one.
But for 10 minutes, I thought, how am I going to pull off paying my respects to somebody I don't even know?
Did you think for a few minutes about putting the car in reverse and backing up the whole way?
You can't
down the road.
You can't because.
You can't do a 3-point turn over somebody's grave.
No. No. I mean, if you learn any lesson in life, what Jen just said is the lesson. But yeah, so everything worked out yesterday. But I just thought, I've got to tell these guys this story. Because only I would get in a situation in which I had to, you know, play like I knew the family.
What did you learn from the Bird Show today? Not to spin your tires on the grave of another.
And if you get stuck in the wrong procession, just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it. Yes.
Say your prayers.
Exactly. And just say, I'm just a friend of the family.
Totally unrelated. Well,
I love that.
We'll get to
awesome.
Not unrelated, but, you know, as long as we're talking funerals.
Right.
Is it just me or do the pseudo motorcycle cops who block traffic seem to have an attitude? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, I live near a cemetery, so mm-hmm. I get stuck behind that probably more often than other people maybe do.
Mm-hmm. Like on Saturdays where they all have the thing hanging down from the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
it says funeral. Uh-huh. It says funeral. It's like the bright, long piece of paper.
And there's a couple of motorcycle cops who kind of lead the way, and I think they clear traffic lights for them so mm-hmm. they can go right through lights and stuff.
Right.
And I know the guys who work for the cemetery that's near my house,
mm-hmm.
like, they are so Paul Blart Mall Cop. I mean, they whip those bikes around. They whip those cars around, or the motorcycles around, and they stop traffic like their hand is up,
mm-hmm.
you know, rock solid. And they're just sitting there and they're like, that's right, I am stopping all this traffic.
Which is worse, the mall cop motorcycle guys who are doing that or the people who get in the procession that aren't in the funeral, they're just trying to get through the lights.
They're like weaving around, like
they're
putting
like,
on their
funeral,
blinker.
Let me get behind them, yeah.
Turn my headlights on so they think. Then you get to the cemetery and they
turn their emergency lights on, yeah, and then they keep going.
Sorry, different funeral. So,
wrong service.
Looking for Calhoun.
That must be Melissa.
Oh, what if those Navy guys had started, like, they had a bugle with them? What if they started playing the bugle at the wrong one? Yeah.
Oh, embarrassing.
Man. So anyway.
Funeral comments.
I don't have a funeral to go to.
Hey, Kimberly.
I wasn't trying to make it.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
Oh, my God. I have it's horrible, but it's a funny funeral story.
Funny funeral story.
A couple of years ago, my great aunt passed away, and we're going to Rome, Georgia. We don't know where we are. The funeral is forever. Everybody wants to sing a song. Everybody wants to say something. It's in the hot summer. We're all just blustering with heat. We're like, we're hungry. We've got to get some food. The funeral lasted, no joke, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of the family members were like, okay, listen, let's just run down the road. We saw our checkers. Let's just go get something to eat. Oh, my God. We realized the body is passing us by. We don't know where we're going. We have to jump out of the drive-through line and go behind in the procession line because we didn't know where we were going. We're out of town. We don't know where the burial site is or anything. And we just felt so bad. But, I mean, I understand. I understand.
What would have been worse is that if you had gone in the checkers line and half the procession followed you through the checkers line.
That actually happened to me in high school. We were in the funeral procession line, and it was a parent of one of the kids I went to school with who passed away unexpectedly. So it was everybody's first funeral. And we all went early in the morning, and four of us were in one car, and the guy driving, he's like, dude, I got to get something to eat. I didn't have breakfast. I overslept, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I'm just going to swing in. And I mean, this is because it was a young guy. Like, I think the younger the person is, sometimes the longer the funeral procession is. Mm-hmm. So there's like 100 cars in the procession. He's halfway through, and he says, I swear I'm going to swing through McDonald's. We'll get us all food. We'll eat it on our way to the service or the cemetery.
We'll get back in line at the end of these cars.
Yes. So he turns off the road to go to down the road where the McDonald's is. The entire procession follows down the road.
Did he have to turn around? Did he go to McDonald's?
Yes. The entire procession. And he didn't realize until he made the turn into McDonald's and like the cars behind him just stopped.
Because you're just following the person in front of you.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh.
I said, you can't. I actually, somebody in the car said, I don't think you can get off the route if you have the little flag on the front of your car. They had a little magnet that said funeral on the front of the car. He's like, I don't think you can get off the route. I don't think that's legal. It's like, nah, it's fine. Turns off the whole procession.
Oh, dude.
Hey, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Jen, I don't think we're going to get to your 911 audio because there are so many funny funeral stories.
Good. These are good.
Hey, what's going on, Ashley?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Anyways, when I was 17, I had just got my license up in New York, and I was at college, and I had never, ever seen or heard of them stopping traffic to let, you know, everybody go through. So I'm at the red light, pulling out of my school, and I had seen a cop go by, and then all, like, it must have been 100 people with their lights on. My light turns green, and I'm honking and honking. I'm like, why are they going through this red light? So I'm just, I have a green light, and I'm, like, in the middle of the intersection honking and wailing my horn at all these people.
Oh, no.
As they go by, completely clueless to it. And then I guess when I finally got through, I merged into them. And then I pull up to the next light, and the cop is screaming at me, and I'm yelling at him, like, can you believe this?
Oh,
I can't
believe
these people just walked through this red light, going crazy at him. He wasn't happy with me. I didn't get a ticket, but...
Oops.
What did he say?
Yeah, did he explain to you that you were in error, or did you figure it out later?
I figured it out after I called my friend.
Yeah, I figured it out later.
Hey, Becky. Becky's going to teach us a lesson.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Becky's got a lesson about not messing with the funeral cops.
Well, it's actually almost the same story. I wanted to make sure you knew the proper etiquette that if you are behind a funeral procession, what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
I was the last person in line, and I thought because they had left enough room for me to actually pull around the police officer. Even though, yes, I had to go a little bit on the gravel, but I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, you're supposed to stop and flash your lights at them to let them know that you're the last person.
Oh, really?
So he just
kept letting people through because he didn't know?
No, I mean, I guess I was just the last person, and I sat there for a while, and I was like, okay, you know, thinking that they would just be like, all right, come on, come on. Oh, no. So I was just like, all right, well, I don't want to hold anybody else up. So I just went around them. Sure enough, they followed me and pulled me over.
The funeral, you got pulled over by a funeral cop?
I did. And the worst thing is I'm actually married to a police officer, so they knew who I was.
Oh, that's fun.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine they give you real tickets. I imagine it's just like something handwritten on a post-it.
Yeah.
But my husband was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, look, that was not in the rule book when I studied for my...
Thanks for the call, Becky.
Bye.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.